Another thing in terms of sort of how to, change the way we do trials that was really interesting about the trastuzumab studies was the cardiac analysis, but also the fact that you stipulated this magic 4% figure, that if it was more than a 4% difference, the trial would stop, and it came within a half a percent of doing that. Where did that figure come from? And, after it sort of all played out in retrospect, do you think that that was the optimal way to approach this?
Well, it was assumed, based on a risk benefit. With a hypothetical benefit, we thought that a 4% difference in cardiac events was acceptable. If you have a, for example, an 8 to 10% benefit, then perhaps a 4% would make sense. Would we have changed that knowing that there was really an 18% benefit, a really striking benefit that may get gray, hopefully, at 5 years, will be even more robust than it is at 4 years. So would we have changed that delta 4% to something that's more liberal? And, how would that be perceived by the medical oncologist? We did the best we could knowing what we knew at that time, or again, more specifically, not knowing.